I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, April 9th. Walter Hubley has announced his candidacy for the Ward 3 City Council seat in Quincy. Hubley says he is running because Ward 3 needs a councillor who listens, responds, acts with integrity, and puts residents first. Hubley is advocating for responsible development that respects the city's character while meeting future housing needs. He says Quincy needs a balanced approach to minimize impacts on traffic and other quality of life factors. Hubley currently works at the Community Builders, which focuses on security and technology design for affordable housing across 18 states. Hubley is a Quincy native and graduate of Quincy Public Schools. He holds a B.S. in Business Administration. He co-founded the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association and the Porch Fest Music Festival. His wife, Kathy, is on the Quincy School Committee. The couple have two children and have been foster parents. Last week, incumbent Ward 3 Councillor Ian Kane announced he will not seek re-election this year. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy is warning that cuts in federal funding may force them to make some cuts to their services. In a recent posting, the library says an executive order issued last month calls for the dismantling of the Institute for Museum and Library Services, which is the single largest source of federal funding for libraries nationwide. The Thomas Crane Library uses those federal funds for its Library of Things, Cranium Makerspace, and various online databases accessible through their website. The library says the loss of that funding would necessitate a thorough review of their resources to determine which services can be sustained independently and which are most essential to the community. The library says they are evaluating alternative funding strategies. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is sounding cautious about the city budget for the next fiscal year. Koch says fixed costs, such as trash removal and negotiated contracts, are already set. However, he says there are still many unknown costs going forward. Koch says he hopes to present the budget to the City Council the first Monday in May. He says the city charter mandates that the budget be presented to the council 45 days before the start of the next fiscal year on July 1st. The Quincy City Council has adopted two new ordinances that set the policy for future salary increases for the mayor and city councilors. The new rules tie any pay raises to the Consumer Price Index for our region. Proposals by Council President Ian Kane to also include an independent salary review committee and a public hearing for future salary increases were deleted from the ordinances. Kane says he's fine with that. Mayor Thomas Koch also says he supports the ordinances. As it stands, the mayor's annual salary of $285,000 takes effect in January of 2028, and councilors' annual salaries of $47,500 will take effect next January. The salaries will then be adjusted every year based on the CPI and then reviewed every 5 years. Members of the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office, along with hundreds of volunteers, recently canvassed neighborhoods in Weymouth, bringing veterans information about benefits, programs, and services that may help them and their families. The House to House for Heroes event last Saturday brought together people of all ages from all walks of life to support veterans. Mike Ramos from the Sheriff's Office praised the honorary chairman of that event, John Peruzzi, who sang the national anthem. Volunteers delivered packets containing information about housing and employment opportunities, information about the new HERO Act for veterans, and contacts for many veteran-based agencies. The Sheriff's Office held similar events in Quincy and Braintree last year, and upcoming House to House for Heroes events this year will be held in Canton, Walpole, and Foxborough. The Dana-Farber mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. To schedule your mammogram, you can call 617-632-1974 or email mammo_van@dfci.harvard.edu. Now, two Connecticut women have been extradited from New York to Massachusetts to face organized retail crime charges in connection with thefts at an Old Navy store last summer. 32-year-old Taisha Bridges and 25-year-old Shatoya Lewis pleaded not guilty to the charges during their arraignments in Hingham District Court. Both women are facing one count each of organized retail crime, larceny over $1,200, larceny under $1,200, and two counts of conspiracy. Both women were recently arrested in New York State and taken into custody by Hanover Police. Bridges was placed on $4,000 cash bail. Lewis placed on $6,000 bail. Prosecutors had requested both women be placed at $50,000 bail. Prosecutors say that Bridges and Lewis collaborated to steal merchandise from an Old Navy store in Hanover on two separate occasions last summer. Police responded to the store last July after receiving reports of three women carrying bags full of clothing out of the store without paying. Investigators later identified Bridges and Lewis as two of the women involved in the incident. Old Navy loss prevention personnel determined 253 pieces of merchandise were stolen during the incident, resulting in almost $4,000 worth of losses. Bridges and Lewis were subsequently implicated in a separate incident at the same Old Navy store in August of last year, allegedly stealing about $900 in merchandise. Both women are due back in court April 29th for a pre-trial hearing. Governor Healey's administration reversing course, announcing that it would not withhold fire safety grants from communities that did not comply with the MBTA housing law. Spokesperson for Healey released a statement on the reversal, saying that the decision was made due to an immense need to keep residents and first responders safe. Local fire officials had expressed concern in January after being notified by state officials that they could be denied grants for fire safety equipment if they don't comply with the controversial new housing law. The Healey administration amended the application process for the 2025 Firefighter Safety Equipment Grant Program to include a requirement that cities and towns must be in compliance with the MBTA Communities Act. The law required that communities served by the T or adjacent to such communities must create zoning districts that allowed for more multifamily housing. State Supreme Court recently upheld that law and the authority of the Attorney General to enforce it, but ruled that the state must rewrite the guidelines for communities to comply. The state announced in January that new emergency regulations for the law were in effect, and the non-compliant communities would have until February 13th to submit plans for how they would comply. According to the fire safety grant application documents, the awards total $5 million and range from $10,500 to $50,000 based on the community's population. A check of business news. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped almost a point. The Nasdaq down 2. The S&P fell 1. Asian European shares slid as well, with Japan's Nikkei dipping more than 5% as the latest set of U.S. tariffs, including a massive 104% levy on Chinese imports, took effect. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil is down to $56 a barrel. Sports, the Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 6-1 at Fenway. That series will continue tonight at 6:45. Celtics beat the Knicks in overtime, 119-117. Seas will be in Orlando tonight at 7. Bruins beat the Devils 7-2, and they'll be hosting Chicago tomorrow night at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, sunny and breezy with a high of 46. Partly cloudy tonight, lows again into the 20s. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, high 50. Mainly cloudy on Friday, a high of 51. Looks like rain on Saturday and a high 43. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds, 15 to 20, become westerly, 10 to 15, gusts to 25, and a high tide at 9:59 a.m. Sunrise, 6:12, sets at 7:18. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 9th.